Cornell University plans to shut down its nuclear reactor next month after 40 years of operation. MIT and the University of Michigan are thinking of doing the same. Already, more than half the country's 58 university research reactors have closed. The cutbacks are making some people worry that the U.S. soon may be critically short of nuclear talent. From Ithaca, New York, John Miller reports.
Cornell's 500-kilowatt reactor sits at the bottom of a 25-foot-deep pool of water in a nondescript building near the center of campus.
Trigger operating at 300 kilowatts.
When the reactor powers up, the water turns an iridescent blue.
During the fission events, gamma rays as well as neutrons come off, and they deposit their energy in water, and the water radiates the beautiful blue glow.
Professor Bing Cady says neutrons produced by this reactor are used for everything from studying soil contamination to detecting old artworks under newer layers of paint. Recently, an archaeologist working here found a way to date prehistoric volcanic eruptions by irradiating ancient wood chips.
600 or 700 students do laboratory experiments in this building from across the university, all fields of science and even in the humanities.
Students and professors aren't the only users. Companies like Kodak and Northrop Grumman pay Cornell for neutrons that let them look inside metal and other materials. Years ago, NASA sent moon rocks here for analysis.
Trigger shutting down.
That was in nuclear science's glory days, when the field attracted many of America's sharpest young minds. But ever since the country stopped commissioning nuclear power plants in the 1970s, interest among students has been in steep decline. Cornell Vice Provost Robert Richardson says the reactor here is no longer important enough to justify the valuable space it occupies.
The total use of the reactor by Cornell faculty was 250 hours a year. There seem to be little prospect of a significant increase. It doesn't make sense for the university to keep it going.
That's the same conclusion other institutions have been coming to for years, and it has the government worried. Fearing a meltdown in America's nuclear education capacity, the Department of Energy is offering universities financial aid if they'll keep their reactors open. Richardson, a Nobel Prize-winning physicist, says Cornell isn't interested. Kenneth Rogers is a former member of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He says local decisions like this one can have national consequences.
What we're seeing now is suddenly an awareness that maybe we're really losing a vital part of the educational and research infrastructure that we've just sort of taken for granted.
Rogers says there's actually been an upsurge in interest in nuclear science at some schools. That's because many of the engineers at the country's 110 nuclear power plants have reached retirement age.
It is the easiest thing in the world for a recent nuclear engineering graduate to get a good job in a nuclear power plant. The problem is that just aren't enough young graduates coming out to meet the need.
Popular culture hasn't helped.
But what's with the glowing?
I'll field that question. A lifetime of working in a nuclear power plant has given me a healthy green glow and left me as impotent as a Nevada boxing commissioner.
21-year-old Cornell undergraduate Danielle Houck is a fan of The Simpsons, the cartoon family whose patriarch Homer works in a waste-spewing nuclear plant run by the evil Mr. Burns. Houck, who's majoring in atmospheric physics, uses nuclear technology to study climate patterns. In February, she was certified to operate the Cornell reactor.
Truthfully, when I first went home and I said, well, I passed my licensing exam and I am now a reactor operator, a lot of my friends said, wow, like Homer Simpson.
Houck has been active in a Save the Reactor movement at Cornell. She says fellow students are generally supportive once they learn that the research here has no direct connection to nuclear power or weapons.
A lot of fear that's out there because of nuclear science is the result of misunderstandings as to what's going on. And I think it would be great if we could get more people in here to see the reactor. It glows blue and you start to kind of understand a little bit what it's about, and all that fear goes away, I think.
That's what the Bush administration would like to think, too. It wants to boost nuclear power output to reduce dependence on foreign oil. If that's to happen, officials won't just have to convince Congress and a skeptical public. They'll have to get universities and their students on board as well. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Ithaca, New York.